Hello.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Is this Wilford Seward?
I'm sorry you got the wrong number.
Okay, no problem. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
18.
No, your race.
Oh, black.
Thank you. What is your age?
18.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Donald Trump.
Okay. 0.
J.D. Vance.
0.
The Democratic Party.
Very favorable.
On a scale from 0 to 100, what would you rate it?
100.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
I'm going to give him a 100.
Project 2025.
0.
Tammy Bell Baldwin.
100.
The Republican Party.
0.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala.
Kamala Harris. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion toward his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling action to address climate change. How convincing is this on a scale from 0 to 10?
100. Oh, 10. 10. 10.
We need gun reform now to make our communities safer, but Trump's policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with NRA and the gun lobby and has promised not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-powered guns without background check or a permit. If we want to make our community safer and protect our young people, we must vote to stop them from flooding our streets with guns.
That's a 10.
All women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to that fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights. And he would have signed a national bill to ban abortion. And he's appointed judges who are trying to ban contraceptives like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an assault on the people's right to make choices for themselves.
That's important to me, so that's a 10.
Okay. Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, unquote, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents.
That's definitely a 10.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and candidates were just Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November.
Yes.
Would this be very convincing?
Yes, sir.
Not at all. Okay. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions.
That's very important, so 10.
Okay. This November, we have a historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that surely needs it.
Yes, 10.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
A 10.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I did 1 year of college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or
I'm married. I'm married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household?
No.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You have a great day.